Devin Booker is now an All-Star. His first ever All-Star appearance, and it's a very good day for Devin Booker, and it's a very good day for the Phoenix Suns organization. It came down last night, the Damian Lillard injury, the personal recommendation, not that that necessarily had anything to do with it. Damian Lillard has no say in this, but the personal recommendation of Lillard that it should be Devin Booker who gets the spot. And then this morning, it was Gambo who broke the news to the nation and to us here in Phoenix that indeed Devin Booker was going to get that spot. And joining us right now, and we do appreciate this, especially because there is a multiple hour time difference between us here in Phoenix and where he is right now in Spain, the general manager of the Phoenix Suns, James Jones, is. He joins us from the Copa del Rey tournament in Spain, where he's doing some scouting right now. James, thanks for coming on for a few. We appreciate it. I know this is a happy day for the organization.
No, thank you guys for having me. I mean, it's a really good day for Devin. I mean, I know he's excited. Our entire organization, all of his teammates, coaches, they're just excited to be a part of this experience for him. I mean, he's had a tremendous year, and he continues to take jumps and leaps. And so we're there with him, and hopefully he can go to Chicago and have a wonderful All-Star experience and bring it back to Phoenix and get ready for the second half of the season.
You know, James Robert was on with us just a few minutes ago, and he said this validates everything that the organization is doing by having Devin become an All-Star. Do you believe that?
I think he's correct, and we're still pushing. We're still going in the right direction, but we've taken steps to put Devin in a position to show the NBA world, just the basketball world in general, that he contributes to winning and he can win at a high level. And so as we get healthy, we'll continue to build this thing, continue to build our program, and continue to earn the respect of the league and the players.
Since you've been here with this organization and watched Devin develop over these years, where do you see the biggest change in his game?
Just his discipline. You know, he still has his moments where he goes back in full book mode, where he becomes a scoring assassin. But for the most part, he's trusting the offense. He's trusting his progressions, his reads. He's getting off the ball, and he's moving. You know, he's shifting the defense with his movement and creating lanes for his teammates. And that's the biggest area of growth for him, just his patience within the offense.
James Jones, he's joining us from Spain. He's our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. He's doing some scouting there. And Devin Booker, obviously, his inclusion into the All-Star game, his selection into the All-Star game, our primary topic today here on the Burns and Gambo show. We were talking about this in the last segment of the show. Booker's game looked like it needed a little bit of a rest going into the All-Star break. He needed to recharge his batteries. Do you think he gets more of a recharge from being at the All-Star game than he does from taking a week off from basketball?
I think he gets a recharge by going. You know, physically, it's not taxing, but I think emotionally and mentally, it gives you a boost. You know, he'll be among the league's best players, recognized across the world, is one of the world's best basketball players, and he thrives on that stuff. So I'm pretty sure he'll be excited to take in this experience, and it'll motivate him to come back and push full forward for the rest of the year.
What was your reaction when he didn't make it, when you found out that the coach's vote came in? Because we were all very disappointed that and felt that Devin rightfully got snubbed, that he should have been an All-Star. I'm sure you felt the same way. What was your reaction? What did you say to him at that time?
To continue to push. You know, it's disappointing. We were all disappointed. You know, if you've been in the building, you know, if you've watched our team closely, you know that we need Devin to perform at a high level every night just to give us a chance. And he's done that for us. And if you would look across the league and, you know, identify guys who have made the jump and shoulder the burden of their team, lead their team, I think he was, you know, one of those guys right up top. But, you know, he's been here before, and, you know, it fueled him to continue to push, and our guys have responded.
I can't wait for this next answer, because I think this is a big deal. I don't want to downplay this. I think him making the All-Star game for the first time for a Suns player in 8 years since Steve Nash is a really big deal. But from a general manager's perspective, how do you use this to your advantage? Can this help with free agents? Can this help with trades? Can this just help with the overall perception of the Suns organization?
It definitely helps with the perception. You know, this players want to go somewhere where they feel They can get the recognition of their peers, of the league, of the world, and where that people can respect their craft. And I think Devin's the example that here in Phoenix, if you play the right way, if you buy into what we're about, it's a platform for success.
It's the first for him. We hope it's the first of many, but knowing that the field gets a lot more cluttered next year with the return of Curry and Klay Thompson, how do you think this sets him up for the future in terms of how many appearances he can make over the next few years?
I mean, well, he has to just take this one and relish and enjoy this one. We can predict year to year who will be there, but I've learned a lot in my career as a player and now in the front office that projection is useless. You know, you still have to produce. And so if you look at the league, every year there are going to be a bunch of guys who deserve to be in the All-Star game who probably will get snubbed or fall short just because guys take leaps. And my hope is that, you know, as we've seen over the last few years, Devin continues to take leaps. And if he does that, he'll solidify himself as an All-Star for a long time.
Man, we got a lot of people excited that he is going to wear the Nike City Edition jersey in a three-point contest. That's the Los Suns uniform. He's got the Mexican heritage that he's back in. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, it's exciting. You know, we talk about these jerseys and we talk about Phoenix and what that looks like and our history, our legacy, and more importantly, the legacy that we're building. It'll be great for the fans. It'll be great to see him out there with that, and I'm pretty sure he'll relish it.
Booker won the three-point contest, and he's going to participate in it again. Quentin Richardson won it in 2005. There was some guy we know that won it in 2011. You remember who that was?
No, I don't know the guy, but I'm pretty sure he was a heck of a shooter. Probably one of the best shooters of all time.
Probably. Maybe one of the greatest shooters of all time.
One of the very best of all time, no doubt.
Our own James Jones, he did with the Miami. He wasn't with the Suns. He was with the Miami Heat when he won it all in 2011. I mean, that's a fun contest. The fans love it. The players love it. I mean, you know, he's won it before, but just to be able to participate in that, is that a big deal?
It is. It is. You know, as much as we knock it, you know, when you're there a bunch of times, once you step on the court and you have a chance to compete against the best shooters, it gets you going, especially if you're a competitor. So it'll be special, and hopefully Devin will bring that home and then go have an awesome showing in the All-Star game and come back to Phoenix with a smile on his face, ready to go to work.
You guys are doing some heavy scouting over there. The Copa del Rey tournament in Malaga, Spain, scouting some prospects. Just give us an idea. How is the scouting going?
It's great. You know, we're in Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bilbao, Valencia. Some very good programs played today, and you just recognize that the European international game is just different. There's a different level of physicality. You know, they allow you to hand check. You know, the court's condensed. You know, the referees, they get it from all angles. You know, the fans are cheering and banging drums. So it's just a very good environment to see guys compete. And so we're enjoying it, and we'll be here a couple of days and then make our way to Chicago so that we can support Devin in the All-Star game.
James, I know it's a late night back there. We appreciate the time. Congratulations again on getting your star player in the All-Star game. I know everybody back here is very, very excited about it, and we certainly appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks, gents.